Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome back to Spiritual Freestyle Fridays. This is Tim the Overseer coming to you live on Friday night. We are blessed and fortunate to be here. We are definitely grateful to be here, and we are grateful that you are here to listen to us tonight. Tonight, I got a new co-host with me tonight. We're going to introduce him and bring him in a minute, but first, we just want to say we're grateful, we're thankful to be here. I just want to take out some time to express gratitude and say to the Most High, I am grateful for another blessed day. I'm grateful for my life, my soul, my health, my strength. I'm grateful for all that He has done for me and all that He is going to continue to do for me, my family, friends, and loved ones. I'm even praying for my enemies for their salvation and deliverance. I'm praying for your deliverance, whether it be spiritual deliverance into eternal life, or if it's just you working out your soul's salvation. Again, if no one has told you today that they loved you, let me be the first one to tell you that I love you with the spiritual love which comes from my Heavenly Father, which comes from above. And again, I'm glad that you're back for another Spiritual Freestyle Fridays. We got a pretty interesting subject tonight. Again, I have a new co-host tonight. His name is Busta Bus. Amen. Now, not Busta Rhymes now, so let's make sure we understand. Not Busta Rhymes now, but he goes by Busta Bus 806, and he's in the house tonight. Well, I'm grateful for this brother. Amen. I've been knowing him for some years now, and he's a good brother. Amen. He's been blessed and been blessed to be in my family's life, and I hope we've been a blessing to him. And I really enjoy the brother, amen. So if I didn't like him, he definitely wouldn't be here. But I'm grateful for him. So without further ado, I'm going to let him come on in, let him say a few words, and let him better introduce himself. Again, Busta Bus. Brother, what's going on? I'm grateful that you're here. I know we've been talking about this for a while, about you being on the show. I'm really excited that you're here. I'm actually glad that you're here tonight. Big Tate Entertainment won't be here tonight. He said he has some things that he had to finish up and take care of tonight, so he won't be in tonight. Hopefully we'll see that brother next week. We'll be back on the air next Friday night at 9 p.m. Hopefully we get all three of us on the line. But, again, I want to get out the way real quick and let Busta Bus, let him introduce himself. Brother, go ahead. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, doing well. Greetings and blessings from the greatest God on Most High. Welcome
Amen.
To Blog Talk Radio. This is Busta Bus. Yeah, Tim has been trying to get me on the show for the last 6 or 7 months. I had back surgery about 3 months ago, so I've been down a little bit. And I saw him the other day, and he said, "Hey, brother, you ready?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm ready." I stay ready for the Lord. I stay ready
Amen.
For the Lord.
That's right.
Because we have to be ready. That's what he tells us to do, to be ready.
That's right.
Because there ain't no telling when he's coming back. But be ready.
Man.
So we have to be ready.
Amen. That's right, brother. That's right. You know, it's funny that you mention that because that's how we've been talking about. And this is what I believe at this day and time. If you're not preaching as a pastor, a minister, bishop, or overseer, it doesn't matter. Teacher, Sunday school teacher, evangelist. If you're not talking about salvation, if you're not talking about love, which we know that word escapes a lot of churches, because we talked about the Church of Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago on the Saturday show on Spiritual Sense Life on Saturday, a couple of Saturdays ago. And if you're not talking about the return of Christ right now, hey, you're not talking about anything, in my opinion. I'm just going to be real, okay? And I'm not saying that if you're preaching on something else in the Word of God, it's not relevant. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying at this day and time, this should be the primary focus, okay? This should be the primary focus, and I believe that every pastor, every church should have this sermon going forward at least once a month out of the church, or you should always mention it as much as you can in your ministry. Are you ready for the return of Christ? Because thinking about it, amen, you know, I hadn't heard that very much over the years. Amen. So you're definitely right, brother. I agree with you.
And on that note, it kind of ties in what what I was telling you about the subject of tonight's Freestyle Friday. And instantaneous glory. Because when he comes, we don't know when he's going to come. He's going to come in an instant.
That's right.
And oftentimes, we need him in an instant.
Yes.
And those times, he'll show. So, yes, he's coming. We don't know the day or the hour. But if we call on him, he'll come. Not in that glory sense that he's going to come later on, but in that spiritual, that glory sense that we need him right then. Now,
right.
I say right then, because sometimes we'll call on him, and for whatever reason, and he doesn't show up right quick. What we're asking or doing, right? He'll in his time he'll come when he feels it's time. But also,
that's right.
if he sees a desire or instant presence that he needs to be there, then he's there. Because he doesn't come in our time; he comes in his time.
That's right.
And my 90-year-old mother, bless her heart, down in San Antonio, let's say
Amen.
A prayer for her. She had to go to the doctor with some blood clot, and thank the good Lord that they cleared up everything, and she's going home tomorrow. She called all the family and told them, "Hey, I'm
Amen.
Coming home tomorrow."
That's a blessing.
So, and we have this I wouldn't say a running joke, but every time she's a praying mother, and we all have those praying mothers. Because if we didn't have those praying mothers, some of us would be somewhere else doing something totally different than what it is that we're
You're
doing
right about
today.
That.
So we always have to stay prayed up and be prayed on, and our mothers are important to pray for. And I was saying that to say that every time God shows up, I call my mother, and all I have to do is say, "Won't he do it?" And she knows right then that I've been blessed in some sort of way. And she'll call me and tell me the same thing, and I know. I mean, we'll discuss it, and she'll just tell me, "Boy, just keep doing what you're doing, and the Lord, he'll take care of you. If you just keep
That's
doing
right.
what you're doing." So that
That's
instantaneous
right.
glory.
Amen, brother. Amen. Okay. All right. Amen. So, again, we got Busta Bus, amen, on tonight, my new co-host, amen. So it'll be three of us on Freestyle Fridays. I'm glad and happy to have this brother here to join us tonight. Again, we'd like to thank Derek Oliver and his team for such a wonderful job they've been doing. We thank him for the platform that he is that the Heavenly Father has blessed him to bless us with, this platform to reach people, to reach souls, and to try to impact as many people as we can. Again, our main focus is salvation, amen. That's been my call in the ministry in the past 20 years. We thank you all for taking out of your busy schedule to listen to us tonight, whether you're just sitting back chilling, riding in your car, or, you know, whether you're cooking, whatever you're doing, we're grateful for you listening tonight. So, brother, did you want to go ahead and open up with a prayer? Did you want to go ahead and pray, or did you want me to pray? Did you want to go ahead and pray? You still there? You still there, brother?
Tim,
okay.
I think I lost you.
No, I'm still here, brother. If you want, I can go ahead and pray. Did you want me to pray? Or did you want to pray? That's all I was asking. Okay, so what I'll do, I'll go ahead and pray. I think we may have lost enough for a second. My question, he'll come back in. So I'm going to go ahead and start out with a prayer. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for another blessed day, Heavenly Father, that you promised us and you said that we should be here, dear Heavenly Father. And we are grateful for your grace and your mercy, dear Heavenly Father, for letting us to open our eyes and see another day and to see our family, our loved ones, dear Heavenly Father, to see another blessed day that you blessed us with, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for your son and his sacrifice. We thank you most of all for salvation, eternal salvation. We thank you for deliverance and turn us away from a life of sin. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, and we bless and praise your holy name. We thank you for Freestyle Fridays, and we thank you for the listeners. Make sure that we are praying for everyone, dear Heavenly Father, that's been affected by this pandemic. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Amen. Amen. Brother, you back with me? Amen. Okay, I guess that brother's going to come back in a minute. We're going to have to pick back up in a minute. But what we're going to do is, since the brother is not here, I wasn't expecting the brother's phone to drop off, but maybe he has a little. He'll probably be back on in a minute. So what I want to do is go ahead and talk about salvation just for a little bit. You know that we've been talking about the return of Christ. We know that that's been huge here lately. Tomorrow night I'll be back on Spiritual Sense Life radio show tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 o'clock East Coast, and that's 4 o'clock if you're on the Pacific time, West Coast time. And so tomorrow we'll be getting into the fourth book of Revelation. Amen. So we're moving forward. Amen. So it's going to be some real good things. We're moving to the future of Revelation. Amen. We move to the future. We dealt with the past, amen, of Revelation. And at that time when John wrote it, it was the present time in his time. So now when he wrote it to the entire church age. Amen. He wrote his message to the Christ told him to write to the seven churches, to the seven angels, write to the angels, which is the leadership of the church, and the lampstands, which is the what? What is the lampstands in Revelation? We know that Revelation is a very symbolic book. The lampstands represent the congregation of the church in Revelation. Amen. So we thank the Most High for his word. We thank him for the ultimate sacrifice. We thank him for keeping us from the hour of tribulation. We thank him for that, for him coming back to get the church. Amen. How he's going to come back and get the church. But before we move forward, I want to go over real quickly to Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 10, 9, and 10. Amen. We're going to talk about salvation just a little bit, not too much. Hopefully the brother come back on the air. If not, amen, we may just freestyle, amen. You know, I'll get into the word in the heartbeat, so amen. So we're just going to fly if I have to. That's why it's called Freestyle Fridays. I'll be all over the Bible. We'll be talking about several different things. But I want to go to call your attention to Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 9 and 10. Amen. Thou, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, amen, the Lord. Amen. If you believe in Christ, let the Most High raise him from the dead. What does it say? Thou shalt be saved. Salvation is just that simple. People are so caught up into what they desire and what they want that they think that they're going to miss out and lose out just by receiving salvation, and that's not true. That is not the truth. Salvation, you have more to gain by receiving salvation. See, a lot of times people think just because they're young that they don't want to be saved. They have to hide their salvation. That is definitely not true. That's not the case. Salvation is the greatest thing that can ever happen to you, especially in your youthful life. So many blessed doors will open up if you receive salvation at a very young age. Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord, Yeshua, and shalt believe in thine heart that Yahweh hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Amen. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. Amen. So who was the word given to? It was given to the Jews, the Israelite people. Amen. Who was the Greeks? Amen. The Greeks are considered like the Gentiles. Amen. They are everyone outside of the Israelite culture. Amen. The Israelite nation. And so what Paul is saying is that what? There is no what? Difference. Anyone can receive salvation. Salvation is for everyone. And we pray for your salvation that you desire to be saved. Again, don't shy away from salvation because you have this desire in your heart, these things that you think that you're going to miss out in life. No, you're not going to miss out. Amen. You will miss out if you don't receive salvation as young and early as you can. I wish I had received salvation as a teenager. Amen. My dad was trying to encourage me towards salvation, but I steered away from it and said, no, I want to go my own way. I want to do what I want to do, especially when I was in my early 20s. You know, we think we're grown. We think we know everything. But no, salvation, amen, is for everyone. It says, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just that plain and simple. Brother, are you there? You back?
I'm back.
You there? All right, there we go, brother. All right, we lost you there for a minute, but I'm glad that you're back. Amen. I just kind of did a little freestyle. I just talked about salvation, but you know I always do that on every show. And so I just want to open up the doors of the church, as we say in church. We open up the doors of the church, and we always want to extend our hand to those that are lost and teach salvation and let them know that salvation is free. Salvation is free. Amen. It is easier than drinking water. It is easier than breathing air. All you have to do is just accept Christ and let him come into your life, and you shall be saved. And when the Lord returns, brother, as you were saying, amen, because he can come at any time, amen. And what we don't want to do, we don't want him to come back, and we're not ready for his return. Amen. So, brother,
amen.
You're back? All right, you're back. You got anything? Yeah, anything for me real quick?
I think you set me up pretty good for this Freestyle Friday and this instantaneous glory when you said if you accept him in your life, then you shall be saved.
That's right.
Now, which gave me the idea of instantaneous glory. And being saved, how these two go hand in hand. Usually, sometimes when we go to church, they'll have someone comes down, they'll give a testimony about what God has done for them.
Right.
Okay. And that instantaneous glory. That is a testimony, because
that's right.
When you call upon him and bring him in your heart, you shall be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying that to
instantly.
And just as it instantly, when you accept him, you are saved. Just as when I was stranded. Now, granted, God has blessed me with a car, and this is my thing. I get a car, I go see my mother in San Antonio, and 9 times out of 10, something will happen along the way with this car. There was a time I was stuck in a little town outside of Abilene, Sweetwater. And car broke down, and I got out, looked at it, and needed a tow into the city where I can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people stand on the side of the road. They got the thumb out, cars zooming by. 20 cars will go by, 30 cars will go by. Still no more stops, right?
Wow.
But the Lord said, I had my golf clubs in the back of the car. He said, take the golf clubs out, set them on the back of the car, on the bumper. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when the Lord tells you something, you got to do it.
That's right.
Can't be Jonah and not do it. So as soon as I did that, the next car that came over this rise pulled over and stopped.
Wow.
He said, hey, you need some help? I said, yeah. I told him what it was. He said, yeah, I saw your golf clubs, and I'm a golfer too. What is it that you need? I said, I need to go to the next town right here so I can fix my car. And sure enough, he gave me a ride to the parts store, drove me back. I put the part on my car and was on my way.
Really?
So that's it.
That's all right.
So that's that instantaneous glory. When you need him, he'll tell you what to do.
That's
all
right.
You got to do is just do it.
Just be obedient.
Be obedient. And I'm sure there are many of us out there that's listening right now has been in the same situation, probably not with a car, but with whatever it is in their life. The instant they call on the Lord, he was right there.
That's right.
That instantaneous glory. Now, there's many examples I can tell about when God showed up instantly. There was a time, there's a little town just due west of Lubbock called Crosbyton. And there's another one called Dickens. And I was in there, again, driving my car. Late at night, car stopped on me.
Man.
And this is a dark stretch of road. There's nothing.
That's something, there. Brother.
Cows and fields. And cars flying by. Yes. Cars coming by, nobody stopped, nobody stopped. So one car stopped. He said, hey, you need a ride? I said, yeah, my car broke down. He said, well, man, I'd give you a ride, but I'm in the company car and they don't want nobody else to be riding in the car. I said, okay, fine, no problem. Guy went on.
Wow.
And I was facing towards Lubbock, which is west. And I said, Lord, I don't want to be out here no longer.
Right.
And as soon as I said that, car pulled over, stopped, screeching.
Wow.
Again, the guy asked, hey, you know, what's going on? I said, my car broke down. I'm going to Lubbock. Hey, I'm going to Lubbock. I got to give you a ride. And what's so glorious about it, he said that, hey, man, I usually don't pick up no hitchhikers, especially at 11:30 at night.
Wow.
And what hit me was he said, something told me to stop.
Wow.
The Lord told him to stop. I asked
put on
him,
his heart.
Him,
yeah.
Lord, and then in an instant, the Lord was there helping. That's that instantaneous glory.
Ain't that
something? And we've all experienced it, I'm sure.
You know, the Bible says, well, you know, there's an old saying that he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. You know, that's kind of tough because when we want him to come, he doesn't always come when we want him to come. But he always is on time, right? And he knows our heart more than we do, and that's something that you said, man, I don't want to be out here any longer. And he answered your prayer. Basically, he answered you right there. Because why? You're his child. And, you know, just thinking about what you're saying, man, that's one thing that, you know, I always think when I travel, man, I don't want my car to break down. I'm going to blow out. You know, but we pray before we leave. We pray while we're going. And we think nothing else of it. You know, but until the reality sets in that, man, I'm out here hundreds of miles. You know, Texas is a long stretch. You know, Texas is like 9 to 10 hours from the top of the border down about Houston and Galveston. It's like, man, you don't ever want your car to go out in Texas because the roads are so long and there's a lot of country roads. You don't want, especially at night, you know, you don't want to be out there at night. And that's something, you know, to your testament, you know, that how he answered your prayers. Not once, but twice. That's a huge blessing. You know, so, you know, how often does it happen to where you get stranded? And it's like, you know, someone stops, takes a chance, especially at night. Because like you said, at this day and time, you just never know people's mentality. Like the guy said, you know, especially at this time of night, you know, I don't want to pick no one up. Because we think when we pick up somebody at this, you know what I'm saying, at that time of night that may be near that's walking along the side of the road, But it's just always a blessing, you know, that when you call on him, he'll touch somebody. He'll put it on their heart, and they'll listen and obey, and they'll answer the call. That's a blessing.
Amen.
Brother. That's
Amen.
A blessing.
And I could probably talk about another 3, 4, 5 hours giving examples of that instantaneous glory, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to let that meditate so the people that's out there listening, so they can understand I can't think of the word right now, but they have experienced the same.
Right.
Okay, not with a call, but with whatever it is in their life. And they called upon it. And then in an instant, he was there. Be on
yes,
the website. I'm sure you can probably type in there and say something when he was there. You have those same examples. But when you called upon him, he answered that prayer right
there. He'll answer your call.
Yes.
That's right. Man, you know, that's deep. That's deep, brother. You know what? I want you to go ahead and finish your thought before I get in there, because I want to say something. But go ahead and finish your thought, man. That's a blessing, because a lot of times, you know, we don't really think like that. You know, like when you said it, you know, you said instantaneous glory. And I was just thinking to myself, I said, huh, instantaneous glory. Because I'm sitting there thinking, but, you know, listening to you now, it just began to open up and you know, it just began to open up a lot of thoughts in my mind, especially when it comes to salvation. But go ahead and finish your thought, brother.
No, I think that's probably the end of it right there. But go ahead with what you're going to talk about.
Okay. Well, you know, I always do a salvation. I always talk about salvation, especially, you know, at the end. I always try to introduce or start out with the introduction of salvation. In the middle of the show, I always talk about salvation. At the end of the show, I always try to make sure I reach out to people and let them know about salvation, because you never know who's chiming in or what time people may come in. And that's the main message. That has always been my message. When as soon as I got saved back in 2000, I knew what my call was. The Holy Spirit said that your job is to save people, is to teach people salvation and to teach them the rightly divided word and the subject of salvation. And that's why I have so many scriptures on salvation. And as I study and read, even now in 2020, 20 years after I started teaching on salvation, I'm still finding scriptures in the Bible that support what I teach. It's amazing. And what's so funny about what you said, because when you said instantaneous glory, you know, I was just thinking to myself, like, huh, you know, I was like, what is he saying? What does he mean, instantaneous glory? And when you begin to break it down and talk about it, that made me to understand where you were going. And so I'm thinking, okay, and like you said, you know, when I started going with salvation, again, iron sharpens iron, it made you think, okay, so now it makes more sense to me. And what's funny about it, I was thinking about salvation and the Holy Spirit this week, just this week, you know, because I was studying earlier this week. And, you know, sometimes when I study, I kind of have a habit of, you know, I'll just, in my mind, will wonder, but I'll be wondering in the Word. Like, I'll be studying Revelation, and I'll start wondering, I'll read a scripture somewhere in the Bible while I'm researching about salvation, and then my mind and my thought goes to salvation. And it's funny that you brought this instantaneous glory, because, man, I love it. I love it, because I think about it, it's like, wow, salvation, the Holy Spirit. I was just thinking about the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you what I was thinking about the Holy Spirit, because I used to hear people in church say, well, you got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, don't you know that when you become saved, it's an instantaneous thing? It's not a gradual thing. You already filled with the Holy Spirit. You may not operate in the Holy Spirit, but you're already filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what took place on the day of Pentecost. See, that's why they was able to speak in tongues. Amen. The tongues that they were speaking in were known languages, but it was just not their language. That was the miracle, because if the Holy Spirit hits you, like I speak English, but when the Holy Spirit hits you, it can cause you to speak Chinese. I'm like, man, I don't know how to speak Chinese. It can cause you to speak African. It can cause you to speak, you know, Cantonese, Vietnamese, you know, whatever language, or Russian, you know, it can cause you to speak any known language instantaneously. And then when you said that, I was like, oh, okay, I got it. And I said, man, this is amazing, because the same thing that I was meditating on early this week, you brought it up today, right now, instantaneous glory. Because people need to know that when as soon as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, in other words, this is so amazing that you brought this up today, and that this is the subject today. Because I was thinking to myself, I said, wow, man, a lot of people don't even know, Buster, they don't even know that as soon as you get saved, you're saved. That's it. You're saved in the instant, quicker than you can blink. Remember, Paul said that we shall be changed, what, in a twinkling of an eye. That translation means faster than what you can even imagine, faster than any millisecond, in an instant. As soon as you confess with your mouth and believe in your, boom, the Holy Spirit is already in you. Let me go to a verse real quick, brother. Does that make sense to you, Buster? Buster, does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. See, that's why we had that hookup today or this early
Amen.
In the week.
Amen.
And you say, I'm not ready? And then you kept asking me, what we're going to talk about. I think we went to two or three of them, and then we finally came up with that. Instantaneous glory.
Amen. I love it. Because like I say, you know, when you said, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. So like, you know, like you said, when you said, I was thinking to myself, trying to meditate, I'm like, man, instantaneous glory. But then when you begin to reveal it and to say it, and this is the scripture that I was reading, because I was researching something else according to Revelation for, you know, my further studies for chapters, you know, down the line. Because, man, I'm going to tell you, Revelation is amazing, man. As the saints, as the believers, let me tell you right now, you don't have to be afraid of Revelation. Revelation is it's on our side. And so let me read to you Romans the 8th chapter, verse 1. This is what I read earlier this week. It says, there is therefore now. Do you see that? There is therefore now. See, a lot of people in church don't really
now
understand that. Yes, there you go, brother. See, you got to break down the scriptures. See, when you break that, you got to get into the word. When that word now, see, I got a Bible, a book that, you know, you got to break down every word. You got to dig into that word and find out what that word now in the Greek means. Instantaneously, right now, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Yeshua. Now, not later. See, so in other words, what Paul is saying,
Amen.
Your salvation don't come because if you live a certain way, you walk into salvation. Absolutely not. You can die and lose your soul. See, Christ didn't die on the cross and make that sacrifice to lose you. See, he has all power in his hand. See, people, man, you got to teach the word. The Bible says that he has what? All power. It means that no one has more power than him. The Heavenly Father has granted him and given him all power in his hand. And, man, you got to break down this word. It says, there is therefore now no. You see that? No, right behind it. Condemnation. So in other words, what he is saying, now that you are saved, there is no condemnation to them which are who in Christ. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you are therefore saved instantly. Not later, not after you die. And, you know, you have some people who say some silly things, and a lot of times, you know, you have to correct them in love. You have to show them the scripture, you know. You have to treat them like kids sometimes because, you know, the Bible said that we don't walk with pride in the word. You know, so we show them, we give them the word, the truth, and what? In love. Because why? I want you, Paul said, I have you, brethren, not to be ignorant. I want you to understand the word so that you may be saved and save other souls. We are not condemned. I am saved. When I see him, he's not going to bring up my past, the things that I did, my falling short. He's not going to bring that up. He's going to say, you know what? Amen. It's like a graduation ceremony. The angels of heaven are clapping. Brother, you said it. Instantaneous glory. It's now. See, the Bible says that the angels in heaven rejoice, amen, after one sinner repent. In other words, once you become saved, instant. He's going to take care of you, just like he took care of you on the road at night. Why? Because his desire is to protect you and to take care of you. Amen. Brother, I don't want to go too deep, but I got some more to reveal, but I just want to share. I just had to just, man, that when you said that, and I'm thinking, I'm like, man, you know what? I got it. I know what you're saying. Because this week, I was just on that scripture. There is therefore now, because you have received Christ, no condemnation to them. In other words, those of us who are the real true believers, who will confess with our mouths and believe in our heart, amen, we are saved. And he says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Amen. I just want to share that, brother. But go ahead, brother. What else you got? Amen. Brother, you there? Amen. I think we're gonna pick back up on the brother when he come back on. Amen. He probably dropped out for a little bit, but that's okay. We know that he'll be back on in a little bit. Amen. So I'm gonna continue on in the word, talking about salvation. Amen. I'm gonna freestyle on salvation a little bit. You know I love to talk about salvation. It is my call in the ministry. Amen. So what I wanna do, because I've been researching some things. Amen. I want to go over to St. John. Amen. Back in the day, we used to call it St. John. You know, a lot of people say, what in the world is St. John? You know, when I used to be in church teaching, and I would say St. John, and people would be actually looking through their Bible, looking for St. John. Like, is that in the back of the book or the middle of the front? St. John is John, the book of John. You have to tell them just John. You know, the new school just know John. We used to call it St. John back in the day, amen. So I want to call your attention to St. John, amen. Amen. I don't know if the Bibles look different now than what they used to. Maybe they used to say St. John. But St. John, the third chapter, amen. And we know about St. John, the third chapter. We know what Christ began to say over in verse 16 and 17. But before we get to verses 15 and 16, I want to call your attention to something, amen, and what Brother Buster Bus is saying when he talks about instantaneous glory, amen. We thank the Holy Spirit, amen, for leading us and guiding us, amen. And this is not about us. This is not about flesh. This is all about, amen, the Holy Spirit, and letting the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us in the word. And that's so amazing, I think, that this brother, you know, he has this subject, instantaneous glory. And when I hear it, I'm like, man, you know, I'm thinking to myself, okay, what is this brother saying? Instantaneous glory. What is he saying? And I know the Spirit's going to eventually reveal it, but, man, this is beautiful. This is the Holy Spirit working. And iron what? Sharpens iron. So St. John, the third chapter, I want to call your attention to Nicodemus. It says, verse 1 says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Yeshua, amen. I know some of y'all like to call him Jesus, but I call him Yeshua, by night, and said unto him, now watch what Nicodemus says to him. He says, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from Yahweh. Amen. The God of heaven. We know that you are a teacher. Why? Watch what he said. He says, for no man can do these miracles that thou do, except Yahweh be with him. Amen. This wasn't an unfamiliar thing, amen, in the Hebrew nation, the Israelite nation, because they knew in the times of past that the prophets did what? Miracles. That was a way to identify the prophets of the past, because why? they was able to do things. Elijah called down what? Fire from heaven. That was something. That was a very rare thing. It's like no one was able to do that. They was able to do things, you know, heal the sick, raise people from the dead, because this is how they identify people who were associated with the Most High God. Amen. Now watch what he says in verse 3. He says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh. Amen. So, and that's the only way that you're going to make it in. This is why I like to teach and break down the word for you, for your edification, for my edification. I enjoy doing it because I learn even more when I put in. The Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive. So when I'm studying and reading and researching, putting hours of my time into give you the word, amen, it's just like a chef with a meal. I want to make sure it's a what? Good meal. Amen. I want to make sure that it's satisfying. So I want to satisfy what? The Heavenly Father. All glory be to the Heavenly Father. Now, watch this, amen, because watch what he says. He says, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? So Nicodemus is asking the question. Now, Nicodemus, now this kind of sense of what some may think, probably not a smart question, but it actually is, because again, you know, Nicodemus wants to know, okay, because of what Christ said. He must be what? Born again. But Jesus answered his question, right? Okay? Like I used to tell the church and people in the church, the greatest questions will always come from children, because children don't have a filter. They don't think, oh, this is a dumb question. I love when children ask me questions about the Bible. Their questions are so innocent. They're not antagonizing. They're not trying to be cynical or smart. They're so innocent, and they ask the best questions. And most parents will try to assure them. I tell them, no, let him ask his question. Let her ask the questions, because they ask the most beautiful questions, amen. And those questions, man, you will be amazed. I love it. Now watch this, amen. Now watch what Christ says in verse 5. Says, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. Amen. Okay. Now watch what it says. Amen. It says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Verse 8 says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Amen. So Christ basically breaks down to Nicodemus, amen, salvation. High works. You must be born of water and the Spirit. You must be baptized. Amen. Now, some people debate over whether you must get baptized. This is what I like to say. You know, the Bible does teach baptism, and the way I look at it is just like salvation. When we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart. Well, the reason that you confessed it was because you believed it first. It was already in you, and it just came out. So just like if you love your child, well, the reason that you said you love them is because it was already on the inside. And what's on the inside must what? Come out. So I must tell them that I love them because I do. Okay? So it's the same thing here with Christ is explaining to Nicodemus. Okay? So, again, and I'm going to skip down a few verses because, again, to ride this wave of instantaneous glory, you have to believe. That's the only way that you're going to get in to the kingdom of heaven. And yes, it's just that simple, okay? Because this is not being taught or trained in the churches. Because why? We know that Lucifer has crept into the churches and has deceived men and deceived the teachers of the church, amen, or they allowed themselves to be deceived by not, amen, following the word.
not following the correct teachings of our Lord and Savior, or our Savior, Christ. Okay? We have to follow the teachings. Salvation is just that simple. We want you to be saved. The kingdom of heaven is yours and for you. Brother, are you there? Are you back with me? Amen. Okay, so maybe that brother come back on later on in the show. So, amen. We'll just wait for him to come back on. But in the meantime, amen, we'll just go ahead and continue to freestyle. And so I just want to share this passage with you when it comes to salvation. Again, instantaneous glory. When we talk about the Holy Spirit, we talked about the day of Pentecost, you know, when the Holy Spirit came in. And see, that's the thing, that in this church age, we receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in us. It indwells us, okay? The Holy Spirit does not possess us. It indwells. See, there's a difference. See, when you're possessed by a demon, you're actually controlled. The Holy Spirit does not control the saints. The Holy Spirit leads and guides us. It doesn't control us. So if I say I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, I am led. So in other words, the Holy Ghost works like this, amen. We have free will choice, okay? So the Most High doesn't make us do anything. He doesn't make the angels do anything. He doesn't make you do anything, okay? So the angels in heaven that praise and worship him do it on free will because he is worthy to be praised, okay? Same thing with us. We have free will. So whether you pick up your Bible during the week, that's on you. Now, the Holy Spirit will convict you and say, now, Tim, have you read your Bible today or have you studied your Bible today? That's conviction of the Holy Spirit, especially if I hadn't read my Bible in the week or a few days. That's conviction, okay? Now, I understand that not everyone is on the same page, okay? Now, I read my Bible every day. It's such a habit that I have to read my Bible every day, okay? I have to study my Bible, man, probably no less than 4 or 5 days out of the week, okay? Some days, almost every day out of the week, okay? I have to study my Bible. It's such a habit that it actually feels bad if I don't read my Bible. I must read my Bible. So to make it easier for me, I make sure that I read my Bible early in the morning, sometime throughout the day, and then I study my word because that's conviction from the Holy Spirit because it's become a habit, okay? So remember that the Holy Spirit does not what? Control you. It only leads and guides you. It says, read your Bible, study your word, amen? Study your word, prayer. Make sure that you're praying, amen? Make sure that you pray without ceasing, pray without throughout the day. Again, instantaneous glory, amen? So I got it, amen? I like what the brother Buster Bus was saying. Hopefully this brother comes back on the air and gives us some more input. He gave us the subject tonight. Hopefully this brother is not out. He just gave us a subject and he ain't came back yet. But amen, we're gonna be praying that this brother here show back up in a little bit. So I just want to share that part with you. So now, amen. Let me kind of look at some more scriptures, amen. Let's take a look at Acts the first chapter, amen. I want to take a look at let's look at the scripture here, Acts the first chapter. Let's look at verses 7 and 8 because it has Christ, amen. It's talking about the Holy Ghost, amen. The Holy Spirit will come. Let me start at verse 6. It says, Acts the first chapter, verse 6. It says, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Amen. So remember, the Israelites, they were big on Christ. They knew the Messiah was coming. They was huge on the Messiah returning to restore Israel. They wanted to be from under the Romans. They wanted Christ to come back here to take revenge on all the enemies and just rule with the rod of iron. But he's not going to do that until the very end. In the last 1,000-year reign, he's going to do that. Not yet. But he asked him, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. Amen. So we still don't know, amen, when these things are going to be. We talk about the return of Christ. Do we know when Christ is coming back? No, we never confess to know.
We don't know. Do we? Are we in the last days? We are definitely in the last days. Are we in the end days? We're not there yet. I believe that we are on the doorstep. We are like right there. I believe that. Now, again, we could still be 100 years away. We could be 500 years away. We could be possibly 1,000 years away. I don't see us being 2,000. It could be, but again, we don't know. I don't see it being 1,000, 2,000 years away, but we don't know. Christ said it himself, no man knows the day or the hour, but we are to get ready. And this is why we've been teaching the message of Revelation, especially when we dealt with the first, we covered the seven churches. Amen. I'm so happy about that, that we got in the seven churches out of the way. And hopefully you've been blessed by the shows, the past shows and the ministry of Revelation that I've been. Okay, there we go, brother. We back.
We back. Stupid charger.
All right,
in the car.
Then, all right. I'm say again.
My charger was in the car.
Oh, okay. Yeah, brother. Yeah. No problem. Yeah, brother. You gotta keep that. Yeah, charge that phone up, bro, before you get on there.
Hey, yeah, man, I got a mic here. Instantaneous charge.
Yeah, I got a mic, but I use my phone. I keep that phone. Charge that phone up before we get on there. You don't want to run short, but. Amen. I'm glad you're back, brother. Amen. I was just saying, hope you come back before the hour's up, but I'm glad that you're back. We still got another a little over 30 minutes left, but I was just, you know, still talking about the instantaneous glory. Right now I'm in Acts, the first chapter. I'm actually in verse 7 and 8 of Acts, the first chapter, and I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so
okay, let me go.
Just want to. Yeah, just want to talk about that. Yeah, Acts, the first chapter, verses 7 and 8, man. And I was just saying, you know, I just kind of, you know, went to the part over in St. John, the third chapter, where it talks about being born again, when Nicodemus and Christ had the conversation, and Christ explained to him what a man must do to be born again. And being born again, man, it's the most beautiful thing. Think of it this way, man, when babies are born, it's beautiful. It's beautiful when babies are born, man. I was there to see all my children birth. It's a beautiful thing, man. I tell any man, if you don't make it to see your kids being born, man, you are missing a beautiful thing. That life come out, oh, man, I mean, it makes you smile from ear to ear. It's like, look what the Heavenly Father has blessed us with. It's a blessed thing to have children. And so think of it the same way when we're born again as believers. It's a blessed thing. Heaven rejoices when a sinner repents and comes to the Most High. It's a blessed thing, man. And I tell people, man, you know, don't miss out on those kids being blessed, being born. So that's just what I was dealing with when we become saved, once we receive salvation. And I'm going to read another verse, but let me go ahead and finish Acts 1:7-8. Then, brother, I'm gonna read this other scripture, but now I want to hear you. But let me finish up Acts 1:7-8. And so, again, verse 7 says, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. Verse 8 says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Brother, that is what we're doing. Amen. We are witnesses for the Most High, for Christ, the Savior, the Messiah, and the Most High, Yahweh, the God of heaven. Amen. The master and creators of all things. Christ created all things. And man, now we have the most beautiful thing. Salvation, brother, instantaneous glory. And you know what else, brother? Oh, man, this is so beautiful. Before I get into this, I'm going to let
Amen.
You go ahead and chime in since you just now come back. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Okay, let me chime in.
I'm going to skip down
to verse 10. They were looking intently up into the
mm-hmm.
sky as
mm-hmm.
he was going,
mm-hmm.
when suddenly, instantly, instantaneously,
mm-hmm. There we
two
go.
Men dressed in white suits beside them. What's up, y'all? What y'all doing? Why do y'all stand here
mm-hmm.
looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into the heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. So, that said, that instantaneous glory, when you call on him, he's going to be right
there. That's right. That's right.
In an instant. He's going to come back in an instant.
Yep.
He's going to come back.
There you go.
And in our instant, he's going to come back when we need it.
That's right.
And so.
That's right.
We're looking up to heaven. Our God, my God, my God. Help us. Where you going? I need you. And in an instant.
That's right.
Two men dressed in white. Goodbye.
Amen.
Don't worry about it. He's going to come back the same way.
He's going to come back the same way. Amen. But I like that. I like that. Yeah. The same way.
So, and before I got knocked off, I was hearing you say that you were talking about, you were thinking about this same thing during the week. And I said,
mm-hmm.
I think we said this because we had to hook up. And I missed whatever else you were saying about that. But yeah, see, when you are connected with somebody else, y'all
That's
think
right.
the same way.
That's right. The Holy
y'all
Spirit, brother.
Now,
the Holy Spirit.
It could be for the glory of God, or it could be for something else. And I used to tell the brothers that, everybody knows this, there's two kingdoms. And right now,
mm-hmm.
be in the kingdom of Satan, because he tells us, this is Satan's kingdom.
Right.
I'm going to come back. It's going to be my kingdom, right? But you're going to be ready
right.
while you in here in Satan's kingdom, find you somebody to connect with, and where two or three of y'all are there together, there I am.
I'm in the midst. That's right.
So find you two or three. Find you and one other make two. So find
that's
you one
right.
other. That you connect with. That could be
Amen.
Another brother like Tim. That could be your husband, your wife, your
mm-hmm.
boyfriend, your girlfriend. But find somebody and make that connection. Hook up
that's
that
right.
electricity.
That's it.
And in an instant, the light will come on.
That's a good word.
Amen.
That's a good word. Amen. That's a good word. Amen. I want to call your attention to Luke, the 15th chapter, verse 7. Amen. Verse 7. It says, Luke 15:7 says, I say unto you, this is Christ talking, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons. Which need no repentance. Amen. If one sinner gets saved today, man, if you ever been to any professional sport, oh my gosh, them jokers, baseball game, professional cars, I'm not talking about the high school, I'm talking about the pro games or the car, they get so loud. Man, in the Cowboys stadium, oh, they get so loud. That stadium is rumbling. Man, you let them kick a soccer goal, that stadium is rumbling. Texas Rangers, man, they hit a home run, all that stadium is going off. And I couldn't help but to think, I'm like, wow, what? I wonder how heaven goes off at one sinner repent. All the angels, and John said he saw a number. You can't count the number of angels in heaven. Can you imagine that when one person gets saved, instantaneous glory? All the angels in heaven just roaring, going out of me. And you know heaven is going off. You're not hearing what I'm saying. I'm talking about they.
Amen.
John said he heard the sound of many waters, thunder. I'm talking about trumpets. I'm talking about heaven was going off. Do you hear me? Man, we think this stuff around here, we be doing this. Man, I can't wait till he come back, man. I can't. Get your tickets. Hey. We teaching salvation. We give it to you for free. Salvation is free. It's the easiest thing that you'll ever receive in your life. It's the best free. Amen. Come on now. Talk to me, somebody. It's the best free thing that you're going to ever receive in your existence is eternal life. Brother, you said it best, man. You know what? I'm going to let you chime back in because I got some more, man. But I'm ready to go in, amen. Because, brother, you just didn't, man, you don't know what you just started, amen, with this instantaneous glory. But you're going to maybe go off up in here. Brother, you got something you want to chime in and say? Because I'm about to go in, brother. Amen. I like this instantaneous. Go ahead.
You go in, and I'll bring it out. I'm going to do some research real quick.
Hey, go ahead, brother. So I can bring it. Amen. All glory to the Most High. Amen. Because I want him to get all the praise and the glory. Amen. I don't want none. Amen.
Amen.
But I want him to get all the praise and the glory. Amen. I'm just too ready to be used. Amen. And so I'm grateful for my salvation. Brother, I'm grateful for your salvation. I'm grateful that you're here tonight to be here on the air with me. And we're thankful for our listeners. Amen. Wherever they may be. In the world, in the country, we are grateful for y'all. We're praying for your soul salvation, amen. And we're praying for your eternal salvation, amen. See, people don't know about that. There's eternal salvation and there's soul salvation, amen. The Bible talks about it. And so we are praying that you get saved. Your eternal salvation is the one that we want to focus on tonight because your soul salvation, you must work that out. That's what Paul said. You must work out your own soul salvation. If you have a habit of eating bad or smoking cigarettes or drinking or maybe your mouth or whatever it is that you have a habit of doing, we want the Holy Spirit to come in your life and work on you and work that out. But you got to work that out, amen. You need to pray and fast and get in your word daily and work that out, amen. I tell people, man, when you get in your word, your ministry is your deliverance. Come on, somebody. Y'all going to make me. Your ministry is your deliverance, amen. If you putting work into this Bible, amen, you reading and studying the word and you don't have time for foolishness and nobody else, amen, your ministry is your deliverance. Amen. Ministry will deliver you. The more you pull, the more the closer you get to the Most High, the more closer he gets to you. Amen. And then you feel uncomfortable doing anything else because why? Your love for him. Amen. But I want to go ahead and get into the scripture real quick. Amen, brother. So I want to go over, amen. We want to talk about this instantaneous glory and a twinkling of an eye coming from 1 Corinthians. The 15th chapter, I know that we talked about this, that when Christ returned, that brother said instantaneous glory. Amen. Brother, I thank you. I thank the Most High for you being here tonight. Amen. And sharing that example. Amen. How he can bless you instantaneous. Now watch this. Paul said it best. Paul said in verse 51 of 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, he said, "Behold, I show you a mystery." Watch what Paul said. Paul said, "We shall not what all sleep, but we shall all be changed." Amen. Amen. See, the believers, we don't refer to death as sleep. See, my parents, they're not really dead. They're just, amen, sleep. Then the natural, we know it as death, but their spirit is in heaven. What? Resting. Amen. It says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." Watch what he says in verse 52. "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump." Amen. You're going to be changed so fast. Man, you're going to be driving. You're going to be cooking. You're going to be maybe taking a shower, sleeping on your computer at work. You're going to be doing something when he returns. In an instant, Paul said, "You shall be changed." Paul said, "We all shall be changed." Amen. All you got to do is accept him tonight. Salvation is free. Like my dad, you say, don't miss the glory bound train. He's coming back when that sky roll back and Christ comes with the glory of him and he's going to come back with them angels. Oh, man, you ain't going to want to miss that. It's going to be so beautiful. It's going to be so, man, you're going to want to be there. Amen. Stop playing. Amen. Stop playing, church, and let's go ahead and do what we got to do. Amen. Because we want you to be saved. We love you. Amen. This is from the heart. This is why I put so much work into this, because I love the saints. I love the Most High. I love his son, his Holy Spirit. I love the kingdom of heaven, and I want to be there one day. And so, brother, I just want to share that, amen, and piggyback off that instantaneous glory, because Man, you're going to get a brand new body, a brand new instantaneous glory. Man, you're gonna look young again. Amen. Ain't no telling how I'm going to look. Amen. I lost my hair. I didn't shave all my hair off. Ain't no telling how you're going to look. Instantaneous glory. You're going to instantly look young. Them stretch marks, you don't have to worry about that weight that you don't have to worry about. The instantaneous glory. You're going to be changed in an instant, in a twinkling of an eye. You're going to be caught up with Christ. You're going to have a brand new garment on, pure white, beautiful white. Your glow going to be so immaculate. Amen. So immaculate, you're going to be just glowing in a twinkling of an eye. You're going to go from this body. Hey, let me get into some. Brother, you still there? Amen. Amen. We're going to come back to the brother. Amen. He may be working on some things. We're going to come back to him. Amen. I want to go ahead and get into 1 Corinthians. Amen. Watch what Paul said. I like Paul. I like the way Paul writes. Paul is so deep to me, the way he writes. Amen. Watch what Paul said. Paul said over in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, he said in verse 30, he says, but Yahweh giveth it a body as it pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. Amen. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies. But the glory, amen, there it is, of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars, for one star different from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. Amen. You see that? It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised, amen, in power. Man, you're going to be so powerful, so beautiful. Man, you're going to have this brand new body. You're going to know what to do with yourself. Just that alone is worth any money, car, house, land, money, men, women, whatever you desire on this planet. That alone is worth more than anything that you can imagine on this earth. You can't give me nothing on this earth that's more than my eternal life. You can keep what you got. Amen. If you think you got $1 billion, if you had $1 trillion in your account, if you think that's better than my eternal life, you better think again. Amen. Because while you dead in the grave, rotting in the grave somewhere, I'm going to be living for all eternity. Amen. I'm just using that analogy if that was a choice. Amen. See, because I don't know if you've all seen those little movies. It's kind of funny. You see those movies with people sitting on the throne. They got all this jewelry and all this gold and coins and all this wealth all around them, but they dead. They're skeletons. Now, the Bible says, what profit the man to gain the whole world, amen, and to lose his own soul. Amen. Silver and gold have I none, but what I do have, I have the Most High. Amen. I have a son, Yeshua. Amen. Give me Yeshua. Amen. I'd rather be saved, amen, than to have all the riches of the world. Amen, because it's just not worth it. Instantaneous glory is what we're talking about tonight. Amen. I got my new co-host tonight, amen, Big Tate Entertainment, couldn't be here tonight. He reached out to me a little earlier and said that he had some things he had to take care of today, so we definitely understand how life can get busy, amen. But he'll be back with us next week. I got my new co-host tonight, Busta Bus, amen, 806 is on the line. We are grateful for him, amen. I'm grateful for this brother giving us this subject tonight, instantaneous glory. And what we're talking about, man, is how the Holy Spirit will hit you so fast as soon as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Do it tonight. See, I tell people this. This is one thing that you can't do. You can't sneak into heaven. There's one thing that you can't do. You can't go around talking in doubt and deceit. See, the word said that he has given us not the spirit of fear. Amen. But we have confidence. Amen. Because watch this. Why is that? If you go around here talking about you hoping you get into heaven, I got news for you. You're not going, because that's not how it works. We're not guessing. We're not hoping we get in. That ain't how it works, okay? We confess with our mouth and we believe with our heart. The Bible says, thou shalt be saved. That's it. It's one and done. It ain't no maybe or hopefully he going to come back and get us. Or you might be saved. He didn't say that. He said, thou art saved. That means that that saying means that it is done. You are saved. There is no question about my salvation. So I go to sleep every night, amen, with confidence, knowing that when he come back, whether I die on this earth or I'm alive when he returns, I know that my Lord and Savior, my Savior Christ, Yeshua is going to come back and get me. He said, I'm going to call you out the grave, Tim. I'm going to, if you're not alive when I come back, I'm going to call you out the grave and you shall be saved. You shall be with me, amen, forevermore. That's the confidence of the saints. He has not given us the spirit of fear. We don't walk around hoping and guessing. No, I know that I am saved, amen. Don't let no devil from hell tell you anything different, amen. You got people that are teaching all this false doctrine and teaching you stuff, this stuff to scare you. Man, please, that ain't what the Bible is. Not for us, it's not. Amen. It's to bless us. Amen. We got so many. Brother, you there? You back? Amen. Amen. I guess the brother's still working on some things. Amen. But
amen. No, I'm here.
Okay. Brother, all right. Okay. Well, brother, go ahead, man. What you got, man? I'll jump back up. But what you got? Go ahead. Give us what you got.
Okay. I was looking up Exodus 33.
Exodus, let me go on over to Exodus 33. Amen.
And it tells us that's the theme of the glory of God, since we're talking about glory.
Okay.
Instantaneous glory. The glory of God refers to what he is. And he's everything to us. Okay? He is all. And Exodus 33 tells us about all the attributes of God, of his greatness.
Right.
And the glory that we need, and about the glory that we can receive.
Mm-hmm.
So that instantaneous glory, receiving it right then, it falls into our theme that we've been talking about, that instantaneous glory.
That's right. Amen.
And he talks about the glory of God that we need from God.
That's right.
And it also refers to about what God deserves.
I like that.
And that's something that we give to God. Right. And what we can do is we can give glory to God to receive glory from God.
You know what I'm saying? Man, I like that. Yes, sir. I like
when you
that.
Call on him, when you call on him, that's giving him glory. When you tell somebody about it, that's giving them glory.
I like that.
When you plant that good seed, that's giving them glory.
That's right.
When you make that connection, that's giving them glory. That instantaneous glory.
Glory. Amen. I like that, brother. Brother said that instantaneous that he deserves. He is more than worthy to be praised. Hey, no, brother. I'm listening to you. Go ahead. I like
I'm
that.
Down. I'm done with it.
That brother said he's done with it. Amen. All glory to the Most High. Amen. We thank our co-host,
man,
Buster Bus, for being here tonight. Amen. Amen. You know, bless his holy name. Amen. Bless his holy name. All glory to the Most High. Amen. Let's give him praise right now. We praise his holy name because he is more than worthy to be praised. It's a blessing to be here, man, because I think about people who are affected. We are praying for you. We love you. Amen. You know, in working, I talk to people who are affected. They've been out of work. Some people are finding jobs. Make sure that we are praying for people. Make sure that, amen, we're giving the Most High his just due. Amen. Study and read your word as often as you can. I know that some people are not going to study the Bible every day or as often, but I tell people, man, at least try to pick up your Bible once a week and study your Bible once a week. You shouldn't pick up your Bible just once, just when only when you're picking up to go outside, go to church. I know some churches are still open or, you know, just whatever. But now, you know, amen, like they say, you know, we're all basically at home now. So this is time for you to spend with the Most High. And, you know, I thought about that when it's all kicked off. I said, this is more time for people really to spend with the Most High. You know, spend time in your Bible. This is if you're not working, You know, and I'm not saying not to spend time for work, but on that downtime, instead of watching TV, hey, give him his just due. This is time for you. This is what I always say. I sit on my Father's lap. When I'm reading my Bible, that's what I'm doing. I'm studying. I'm sitting on his lap. I'm spending time with my Heavenly Father. Amen. And that's what we need to do. It's like spending time with your Father. Spend
Amen.
Some time with him. He loves you so, so much. We can't even imagine. The Bible says, for Yahweh so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Amen. I got quite a few children, amen. And I ain't giving none of them up. Amen. You in trouble if you rely on my salvation. You in trouble because you ain't getting none of my kids. Amen. I love my children. Amen. But he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. And let's give him what he deserves, amen. Brother, I like that what you said, instantaneous glory. Praise him, amen. When you praise, that's instantaneous glory, amen. When you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, that's instantaneous glory, amen. You receive his salvation, the Holy Spirit right there. Whatever you do
amen.
For the most, brother, I'm loving this, brother, man. You know what, brother, you didn't hit on this. I may have to take that from you, brother. Amen. I'm going to have to take that sermon, amen, and preach on that one day. I like that, brother. Instantaneous glory. Hey, brother, you're going to make me throw the handkerchief right now. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Instantaneous glory. I like that, amen, because you want to know why? Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's more than worthy to be praised. He deserves it, amen. He deserves our praise.
Hallelujah.
He deserves your time. He deserves your time. He deserves you listening to some praise and worship music. He deserves you just spending time with him, man. I mean, I really fathom that we can't imagine how when we don't spend time with him, how he feels. You know, it's kind of like if you had a parent and they want you to spend some time with them, you know, and I tell people, man, you know, when I was, you know, my parents was older than me than what most, like my people, my peers I went to school with, their parents were like in their 20s. My parents were like in their 40s, and I was the last child born. And so I'm used to older people because my parents were older. Their friends were old, so I was always around older people. So I love being around older people. They don't bother. I love talking to older people. Do you know how much that means to people when you spend time with them and just talk to them? That's what he
Amen.
Wants us to do with him. Spend time with him. Pick up your Bible, even if it's 20 or 30 minutes. He woke you up this morning. He gave you the breath of life. He blessed you with a home, a roof over your head, clothes on your back, food on your back. Food on your back. Amen. But you know what I mean? I said food on your back. Amen. Food on your table. Amen. Clothes on your back, food on your table, roof over your head. And shoes on your feet. He's blessed us. Even if you're not working, you still have a lot to be thankful for. You know, my dad used to say, you know what? A lot of times we put things that are least important before things that are important. How about the people around us? You got people that love you. That's more important than money. That's more important than a car, a house. It really is. And so a lot of times we have to be thankful for the small things. And as my brother was saying the other day, brother, I was talking to him. He said, you know what? This is downtime. You know, the Most High is shaking and waking people up. We've been going to and fro. The Bible talks about Daniel prophesied. Revelation talking about we going to and fro. And people not studying the Most High, just been ignoring him. Now, he's allowed this to happen. See, he didn't cause it to happen. I don't believe he caused it to happen. He allowed this to happen. We know that the enemy came in and did this, but he allowed it to happen because now he said, you know what? Now, you don't have no choice but to spend time with me. You should if you don't. But, brother, I've been loving this word you didn't gave me, instantaneous glory. Brother, I'm going to have to – I got it written down, brother. So if you don't mind, I'm going to have to take it one day and minister on it. I love it, man, because, you know, it's just what we must do as saints. And as his children, if we say we love him, why don't we pick up our word? Why don't we turn off the TV sometime and meditate? Why don't we put on some gospel music and listen to some gospel music or say a kind word to someone or show love? That's the most important thing. That's when love is a key characteristic of a believer. That's how I recognize a true believer. When they speak about the Most High and they show love, You know, I don't like fake people. I've always been like that. I can't stand fake people. I don't like to be around fake people, and I won't be around them. You know, I don't hang around. I just don't. I love people who are cool, people who you can associate with, down-to-earth people, real people. And I love people who love the Most High. And that's just how I am. That's just what I am. But, brother, I enjoyed this word tonight. Again, we got a new co-host in the house, Buster Bus. Brother, we got about 10 more minutes to go out before we do, and I'm going to give you the last word before we get ready to shut it down tonight. Now, we're going to be back on the air. I'll be back on the air tomorrow night, Spiritual Sense Life on Saturday, 6 p.m. We're going to be getting into Revelations. We are in Revelation. Amen. We just finished up the seven churches. We're going to conclude with chapter 4. It's going to get interesting. Amen. I'm excited to go in depth into Revelation. As I'm teaching and going through the scriptures and the chapters, I'm learning some very interesting things, studying and researching the scriptures, a lot of things. And, you know, Revelation is not a book to scare people. It's not for us to be afraid of. You know, Revelation, the third chapter, verse 10 says, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all, not some, all of the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth." This was written to the church of Philadelphia. That's my church. Amen. If you want to be a part of this church, you're listening. Amen. You are a part of my church of Philadelphia, the church of love. I love you. Amen. He's going to keep us. He's going to come back and get the saints. He's going to protect us. Amen. So at this day and time, the only word that should be going forward, in my personal spiritual opinion, amen, is salvation, love, and the return of Christ. Make sure that you are ready for him, because he is definitely coming back to get the real true church, amen. And so, brother, we thank you for this word. I have really enjoyed you, my brother. I'm going to let you have just some words before I get ready to close out and shut it down. Amen. I'll be back on the air tomorrow night with Revelation. I'll be on the air at 6 p.m. Central, 7 East Coast, 4 o'clock Pacific time. Brother, what you want? Brother, go ahead and tell me what you want to say. We'll be back on next Friday at 9 p.m. Brother, what you got before we get ready to shut it down?
I'm just going to leave it with this one last thought here.
Okay.
Now, I'm not. I thought I didn't have Alexa, but I have a Kindle Fire.
Okay.
And I kept hearing this beep one day. And I said, "Alexa, play Kirk Franklin," or "Alexa, play Bob Marley." And it said, "Hey, I'm going to play whatever Bob Marley, Kirk Franklin, whatever on Amazon Music." So
right.
Just like God is listening, Alexa is listening in that instant too. So she comes on in that instant. When we call on Alexa, she shows up instantly, and she'll do what we ask her to do. And when we call on God, in that instant, he'll come and do what we ask to do.
Amen.
For us. Now, unlike Alexa, God doesn't have a hard drive. He doesn't have anything where he can save stuff on. Because he works in the now. If you've
right.
done something, you're forgiven. There's no
That's
record
right.
of that.
Ooh, I like that.
There's no record. But Alexa, she has a hard drive. And whatever you do on Alexa, she's recording that down. She's making it. She's
right.
jotting down and making a note. But God doesn't have a hard drive. I need everybody
right.
to know that. God does not have a hard drive. We
That's
ask
right.
for forgiveness. We're forgiven. It's a race
That's
to
it.
A new day.
That's it.
And we try not to do it again or do that same repetitive thing again. Because we are here in this kingdom. And he knows our hearts. He knows we're going to screw up every now and then. But we ask for
mm-hmm.
forgiveness, and we're forgiven. There's no hard drive. God does not have a hard drive. I want everybody to understand
yeah.
that. He does not have a hard drive. Because if he did, mine would be filled up. I'd have to have two or three terabytes.
Yeah, brother, we all be in trouble.
Amen. Go ahead.
We all be in trouble, brother. Now, that was good, brother. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that which are in Christ Yeshua. Amen. You are saved for all eternity. Amen. I want the church to know. Amen. So let me just close it out with salvation. Amen. The plan of salvation is Romans 10:9-10. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, the word says, thou shalt be saved. Salvation is just that simple. When I was raised up in church, coming to church, I've always used to hear, oh, you got to do this to be saved. You got to do that to be saved. You got to do this to be saved. You got to do this. And when I became saved myself, amen. And I'm about to share this story with you one day, but for the sake of time, I'm not going to share it tonight, but maybe next week or maybe on tomorrow. I'll share it tomorrow night. So come on the air tomorrow night, I'll share it. But I hadn't forgot about, I know I talked about the other week, I talked about the age of accountability. I have that. So if you want to hear the age of accountability, I'm going to talk about it first thing tomorrow when I come on the air. So therefore, we won't miss it. I will talk about the age of accountability tomorrow and just some things that we kind of mentioned in the past few weeks, but I will definitely cover that tomorrow. But I just want to say with salvation, salvation is free. It's forever, and you can't lose your salvation. Amen. I know that people have been taught some things. People agree, some disagree. Amen. The people who disagree with me can't show me no scriptures in the Bible, none. Not even one. Amen. I had one pastor try to show me one scripture. It didn't even work. Amen. I showed him that scripture, showed him what it meant. It's referring to another scripture. Brother, that's not even what the Bible is saying. There's no such thing. That's why it says, there is therefore now instantaneous glory. Amen. Once you receive salvation now, you are saved, and there's no condemnation. Amen.
Amen.
Christ even said it himself. Amen. He said it's called eternal life. He didn't say halfway life. He didn't say partial life. It ain't a part-time thing. And he said that no one has the power to pluck you out of my hand. I won't ever, 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 ever give Lucifer that much credit, the devil that much credit. I won't ever give him that type of power over Christ to say that he can take you from him. What kind of devilish, demonic teaching is that? The Bible does not teach that nowhere. Satan does not know he does not have that power. Nor do you have that power. That's why he says no man has the power to pluck you out of my hand. Once you belong to me, you are mine. That's why he died on the cross. We thank him for his Holy Spirit. Brother, I thank you, Buster Bus, for coming on tonight. Brother, I look forward to talking to you. Brother, I'm going to holler at you later. I look forward to being on the air with you next week. We'll be back. Amen. Spiritual Freestyle Fridays. This is Tim the Overseer and my new co-host, Buster Bus. We are out. I love each and every one of y'all. Family, we love you. Have a blessed and wonderful week. Make sure that you stay safe. Do what you got to do. If you got to put on the mask when you go out, make sure that you're safe distance. Make sure you're praying for those that are affected. I love each and every one of y'all. You don't know how much I love you. I'm praying for you. I don't know what else I probably need to say. If I missed anything, it's all good. Bless the kingdoms. We love you, family. Brother, I love you. And we'll talk to y'all later. Y'all have a good night.
Amen.